Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tim Raines. Batting second. The second baseman, Joey Cora. Batting third. The DH, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Robin Ventura. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dan Pasqua. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ellis Burks. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Lance Johnson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ron Carcoviche. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jason Baer. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Felix Jose. Batting second. The center fielder, Brian McRae. Batting third. The DH, George Brett. Batting fourth. The catcher, Mike McFarlane. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Wally Joyner. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Kevin McReynolds. Batting 7th. The shortstop, Greg Gagne. Batting 8th. The third baseman, Phil Hyatt. Batting 9th. The second baseman, Jose Lind. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Kevin Appier. And now, play ball. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines bunts towards first. Joyner scoops it up and throws to first, with Appier covering, for the out. One out. Joey Cora batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Cora hits a fly ball into left field. McReynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. Jose settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Felix Jose is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jose hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Johnson. Jose reaches second base with a double. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. McRae strikes out. 1 out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Brett hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. Jose scores. It's 1-0, Royals. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. There goes Brett. The throw from Carcoviche and he is safe. Brett steals second. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McFarlane takes first base on ball 4. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joyner hits a fly ball into left field. Raines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Brett moves to third. 2 outs. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. The ball gets by Carcoviche for a passed ball. McFarlane moves to second. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McReynolds strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Ventura hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Pasqua strikes out. There goes Ventura. The throw from McFarlane to Gagne, and back to Joyner, who tags Ventura out. 2 outs. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Burks hits a ball on the ground towards first. Joyner scoops it up and throws to first, with Appier covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gagne strikes out. 1 out. Phil Hyatt is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hyatt strikes out. 2 outs. Jose Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. McReynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ron Carcoviche is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Carcoviche strikes out. 2 outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Guillen hits a line drive into right field. Jose settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Felix Jose is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jose is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Jose takes first base on ball 4. Brian McRae batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. McRae is 0 for 1 in the game. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pasqua scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McRae for the out. Jose moves to second. 1 out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Brett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Brett hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Jose scores. It's 2-0, Royals. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. McFarlane is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. McFarlane hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-0, Royals. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Joyner is 0 for 1 in the game. Joyner hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. McReynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. McReynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bear fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Raines is 0 for 1 in the game. Raines hits a fly ball into right field. Jose settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cora is 0 for 1 in the game. Cora hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Joyner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Gagne is 0 for 1 in the game. Gagne hits a pop-up into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Phil Hyatt is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Hyatt is 0 for 1 in the game. Hyatt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jose Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 0-for-1 in the game. Lind hits a fly ball into right field. Burke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ventura is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ventura takes first base on ball 4. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Pasqua is 0-for-1 in the game. Pasqua hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Lind catches it and throws to first to double up Ventura. 2 outs. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Burks is 0-for-1 in the game. Burks strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Felix Jose is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Jose is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Jose hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cora settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-2 in the game. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cora scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Brett is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Brett hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. McFarlane is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. McFarlane hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a pop-up into left field. McReynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ron Karkoviche is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Karkoviche is 0-for-1 in the game. Karkoviche hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ozzie Gielen batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Gielen is 0-for-1 in the game. Gielen hits a pop-up towards short. Gagne settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Joyner is 0-for-2 in the game. Joyner hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. McReynolds is 0-for-2 in the game. McReynolds hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gagne is 0-for-2 in the game. Gagne strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Raines is 0-for-2 in the game. Raines takes first base on ball 4. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cora is 0-for-2 in the game. Cora hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Jose. Cora reaches second base with a double. Raines moves to third. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground into left field. McReynolds picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on McReynolds. Raines scores. Cora scores. Thomas moves to second. It's 4-2, Royals. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Ventura is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ventura hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Thomas moves to third. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Pasqua is 0-for-2 in the game. Pasqua hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Lind catches it and throws to first to double up Ventura. 2 outs. Mark Gubazaw now pitching. Ellis Burks batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Burks is 0-for-2 in the game. Burks hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Thomas scores. It's 4-3, Royals. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive towards third. Hyatt reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox 3. The Royals will come to bat. Phil Hyatt is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hyatt is 0-for-2 in the game. Hyatt strikes out. 1 out. Jose Lind is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lind is 0-for-2 in the game. Lind strikes out. 2 outs. Felix Jose is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jose is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Jose takes first base on ball 4. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. McRae is 0-for-3 in the game. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gielen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Rico Rossi now playing third base. Ron Karkoviche is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Karkoviche is 0-for-2 in the game. Karkoviche hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ozzie Gielen is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Gielen is 0-for-2 in the game. Gielen bunts towards the mound. Gubazaw fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Karkoviche moves to second. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Raines is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Raines hits a fly ball into left field. McReynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cora is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Cora hits a pop-up towards short. Gagne settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tom Gordon now pitching. Frank Thomas batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Thomas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Karkoviche moves to third. Gielen moves to second. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Ventura is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lind scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox 3. The Royals will come to bat. Scott Radinsky now pitching. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Brett is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cora scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. McFarlane is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. McFarlane hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Joyner is 0 for 3 in the game. Joyner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Pasqua is 0 for 3 in the game. Pasqua hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Burks is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Burks strikes out. Two outs. Lance Johnson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Ron Carcoviche is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Carcoviche is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Carcoviche hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of McRae, who is chasing the ball. Carcoviche reaches third base with a triple. Johnson goes all the way around to score. It's White Sox, 4, Royals, 4. Ozzie Guillen batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Guillen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Guillen hits a fly ball into center field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Royals 4. The Royals will come to bat. Don Paul now pitching. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McReynolds is 0 for 3 in the game. McReynolds strikes out. 1 out. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gagne is 0 for 3 in the game. Gagne hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Hubie Brooks pinch hits for Rico Rossi. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Brooks hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. Craig Wilson pinch runs for Hubie Brooks. Jose Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 0 for 3 in the game. Lind hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wilson moves to third. Felix Jose is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Lind moves to second. Felix Jose is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Jose is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and two walks. Jose hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Royals 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Craig Wilson now playing third base. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Raines is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Raines hits a fly ball into right field. Jose settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cora is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Cora hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Thomas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas strikes out. 2 outs. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. The runners advance on the error. Cora moves to third. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ventura is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Ventura strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Royals 4. The Royals will come to bat. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McRae is 0 for 4 in the game. McRae hits a fly ball into right field. Burke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Brett is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Brett hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Raines. Brett reaches second base with a double. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. McFarlane is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. McFarlane hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dillon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Joyner is 0 for 4 in the game. Joyner is walked intentionally. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McReynolds is 0 for 4 in the game. McReynolds hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brett scores. Joyner moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.